What if I asked you to invest in my new company that has a well-known name, its customer list is growing fast, and lots of very smart people and investment funds are clamoring to give me even more money? Would you invest if I admitted I'm also losing billions of dollars? You might, perhaps hoping I'm running the next Amazon that spent years losing money before its stock price shot skyward. And then there are Uber and Lyft. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Both ride-sharing companies knew they'd go public this year. Lyft did so a few weeks ago, and Uber is poised to follow. Part of going public is having to reveal lots of numbers, which is how we know Uber and Lyft have gone through billions of dollars from early private investors, sovereign wealth funds, hello Saudi Arabia, and giant investors such as Japan's SoftBank. We now know both companies subsidize every ride you've taken to the tune of about $1.50 per ride. Thank you, Uber and Lyft, but consumers should know that must change. Both companies must raise fares to placate investors, which may nudge riders back into taxis or other public transportation options. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.